Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for July 21st, 2022. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. It's Christmas in July. Get 10% off of everything in the Mistress Carrie online store. Use the code JULY2022 at checkout. The trailer for the upcoming Netflix docuseries Clusterfuck has been released, which documents the infamous Woodstock 1999. It's a three-part series that features unseen footage and new interviews about the chaotic festival. In a new interview, Joe Perry from Aerosmith talked about the band's future plans to tour and that they're working on a new box set, saying, quote, "We're not quite sure what we're going to do. I would like to play some of the places we haven't played in 30 years. It's really about scheduling and trying to mount a tour, and then we'll see what we can do with it." He went on to say that the box set kind of hits on every decade and some videos go along with it. Shania Twain's Not Just a Girl career-spanning documentary is produced by Mercury Studios and will be available on Netflix coming up on Tuesday, July 26th. 2023 will mark the 50th anniversary for Journey, and guitarist Neil Sean has suggested that the group may play stadiums next year, and he's not ruling out the return of two classic band members. When asked about a return for Steve Perry and Greg Rolie, he said, "You know, I think that those two guys were a big part of the band, and I think that if it permits, the city permits, the fans would overall love it." Legendary Black Sabbath guitar player Tony Iommi is among the names set to appear at the opening ceremony of this year's Commonwealth Games next week. This year's games take place in Birmingham, England, the hometown of both Black Sabbath and Duran Duran. Both artists will be taking part in the ceremony, kicking things off next Thursday, July 28th. Jamie Lee Curtis faces off with Michael Myers yet again in the official trailer for Halloween Ends. The film, the third and final film for director David Gordon, is set to hit theaters on October 14th. Dope are back with their first new songs in 6 years. They're called Believe and No Respect. And along with the new music, they've announced their upcoming seventh studio album called Blood Money Part Zero, which is slated for release in 2023. Ian Astbury from The Cult jumped into the crowd at the band's concert on Tuesday night to break up a fight between fans. According to TMZ, the incident occurred as The Cult were performing the song Rain. The show was at the Anthem in Washington, D.C., and the disagreement stemmed from the fact that a tall man in the front was blocking the view of the person behind him, resulting in a fight. Ian Astbury returned to the stage and scolded the tall guy who put the other guy in a chokehold, saying, "You're bigger than everybody. You're standing at the front of a rock show. What do you think?" The Cult are out on tour in support of their upcoming new album, Under the Midnight Sun, which is due for release on October 7th. Greenwich Entertainment has acquired the North American rights to the upcoming documentary, Let There Be Drums. Featured in the documentary, the final filmed interview with late Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins. Justin Kreutzmann, the son of the Grateful Dead's drummer Bill Kreutzmann, directed the documentary, which, quote, examines the essential role drumming plays in great bands and how music passes from generation to generation. Other drummers interviewed for the documentary include Ringo Starr, Stuart Copeland, Mickey Hart, and Bill Kreutzmann, Stephen Perkins, Chad Smith, and Matt Sorum. Greenwich plans to release the film in theaters coming up on October 28th. The estate of Cliff Burton and Knucklebones Incorporated have teamed up for a brand new limited edition statue along with a new beer called the Cliff Burton Cliff 'Em All IPA. A portion of the proceeds from both will go to the Cliff Burton Music Scholarship Foundation. The Cliff Burton Foundation is centered around fostering the next generation of musical talent. The foundation was started by the late Metallica bass player's dad, Ray Burton. Yesterday, HBO released the new trailer for the upcoming HBO series, House of the Dragon, the Game of Thrones prequel series from George R.R. Martin. Based on Martin's Fire and Blood, the series is set 200 years before the events in the Game of Thrones. Ronnie James Dio's wife and longtime manager, Wendy Dio, in a recent interview, announced that the Dio documentary, Dio, Dreamers Never Die, will be out at the end of the summer in theaters. And finally, Ozzy Osbourne announced he'll release a new single, Degradation Rules, coming up this Friday. A teaser track, which features a guest appearance by Ozzy's Black Sabbath bandmate, Tony Iommi, is now available online. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all the stories, check the show notes of this podcast. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 111, featuring guitarist Johnny A, is available now.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.